Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs on this chilly East Coast day in Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are still talking to entrepreneurs. We don't care if it's 80 degrees above zero or 80 degrees below zero. We're still talking to entrepreneurs, thanks to my frosty crew who got here way before me. Our next guest, Stephen Otto, co-founder and CEO of Wox.
Hey, nice to be here.
Hey, thank you. I know you were a little cold when you got in here this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty awful, to be honest. Right.
Your left ear chipped off the top.
That's right, and I'm from San Diego, so this is not exactly the weather I grew up with.
Well, you must have been thrown out of San Diego to leave that weather to come here.
That's right.
So tell us about Wox.
So Wox is a sightseeing tour operator. So we run various travel products in cities all around the world. So we're in 13 cities now. And essentially we run great guided tours, various lengths. So anywhere from, you know, 1 hour kind of walking tour of a city to full day tours. We cover things like day trips, museum tours. So we can do tours of the Met in New York or the Louvre in Paris. We'll be the ones at the Vatican Museum or the Colosseum. So great iconic attractions around the world. And we work with hundreds of guides. And yeah, it's quite the operation.
So did you start the business?
I did, yeah. Myself and my co-founder, Jason, when we were in Rome, we actually started
Oh, a nice place to start.
Yeah, exactly. We both had a background in kind of travel and tourism, and he had been a teacher at historical theology and had been living in Rome and working there as a guide. And so we kind of came together and said that we thought there was a way to improve the experience of tours in destinations. And so we started with where we were, and we had been both kind of working in various tour operator type companies, came together and we launched walksofitaly.com in 2010. So that was kind of the beginning of things out there in Rome. I lived out there for about 8 years. He'd been out there for about a decade. So.
Wow, what a time living in Italy.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah. So similar to Boston.
Yeah, yeah. I'm constantly reminded. This, there are, you know, we've got North End.
We do. So let me ask you. So I'm interested in using Wox.
Sure.
What do I get besides a Wox?
Right. So
and
you
what
know,
are you planning for me?
So that's a good question. So you know, it's a pretty varied product line. So unlike other, you know, there are kind of walking holidays, which is more of a, you know, all-encompassing multi-day kind of package.
I have a
product.
Friend who just walked through Portugal.
There you go. See, and then people do the Camino. And so sometimes because the name Wox, people think that we're kind of more full service like that. So actually, we're really running attraction-based and kind of half-day, full-day type of programs. So we have about 150 different products. And so for you, let's say you were going to go to London. In London, we run.
I love London.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love London? And you know, the idea is, if you want to visit a city and learn from a local and from an expert in whatever the subject matter is, we run the tours that kind of cover all the major highlights. So, if you're short on time, we have tours like an in-a-day tour, which will cover a lot of the major sites. So in London, that would be, for example, Westminster Abbey, the Tower of London. You do a river cruise. And so you really cover like the top attractions with a guide who's going to be taking you through and explaining all the major monuments and the history of it and the royal family and so forth. So, and that would include your tickets to whatever entry. So anytime we enter into a site or attraction, we always include the entry fees. So we don't do things like, you know, you come on the tour and then you pay stuff along the way. Everything's kind of guaranteed, pre-booked, reserved in advance. We use, you know, skip the line tickets. And really the key is to have really great guides. It's the people that you'll be meeting on the ground that really make the experience. Sometimes it's a variety of people. So we have products where in tours where you have, you know, a winery where you meet the winemaker or a chef who's going to cook you something or teach you how to make something. You know, so the variety of people you meet in the experience, everyone from the guide themselves to a driver to people at the attractions or, you know, people at the vendors we work with.
So you're not if I'm correct, because I was asking somebody before, you're not booking the airfare, you're not booking the hotel. It's just the walking tour that I'm gonna check you out for that part of the trip.
That's right. So they call this tour, this travel segment, tours and activities, right? So you have kind of in the last 20 years or so, as the internet has kind of taken over how people book travel, it's gone to more of an unbundled experience. Whereas before, you'd go to a travel agent and they'd kind of give you a big package. It would include your flights, your hotels, your car rental, your cruise, your activities, and you could get it all from kind of a one-stop shop. And then over time, as people have decided to kind of go online and book their own things more a la carte, you know, maybe they want to have a vacation rental or a homestay type experience. They use like HomeAway, or they want to book their flights kayak or whatever. So they go and choose the elements of their itinerary to kind of create a more customized trip. And so, because that's such a hugely growing segment of how people are traveling, the activities component was really missing from that. It was pretty easy to book all the other things, but tours and activities have kind of remained in destination. So when I get there, I kind of figure out how I'm going to visit.
Well, that's how you really get a feel for where you're going.
Right, exactly. So, you know, this is this segment has kind of been really growing fast, and a lot of investment has gone into it. And so the last maybe 10 years have kind of been the rise of tours and activities to be able to book them online in advance before you go, or get a much easier way of booking them online last minute and finding them online last minute.
How many countries are you doing this with?
About 9 or 10. Yeah, so it's 13 cities, 4 in Italy, and so then we're in, you know, the UK, Spain, Greece, and US. And so we have, it's quite a widespread.
And how do you find your tour guides?
Yeah, I mean,
and screen them.
Yeah, it's a challenge. So we kind of have a process, since we've done it a number of times in many cities, and really what we're looking for is somebody who has some experience with the tourism industry and kind of knows the area, knows the city. So we usually go in and hire somebody that will work exclusively on recruiting guides. We also get a lot of referrals from guides in other cities who have done multi-day tours, so that they can kind of be familiar with who's guiding at various cities. So we kind of try to create a network that way. We get a lot of people just reaching straight out to us because we're wide enough in our spread now. You know, we service a pretty wide base of customers, close to 500,000 customers last year. It's a big network, and these people all kind of tend to know each other. And so we get a lot of people hearing that we're going to be opening up in a new city, like Athens, for example, is a new city this year. And many of the people who have kind of heard us going there, I've already started to reach out in that to work with us. And then for screening purposes, we have kind of a process of training and interviewing and doing like kind of shadow and train the trainer kind of process.
Is this a very competitive marketplace you're in?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are probably estimates between 120 to 150,000 suppliers of tours and activities worldwide. Most of them are pretty small local and destination companies. Here in Boston, there are a handful of tours and activities operators running things like food tours or Freedom Trail walking tours or tours of the Fenway. And so they tend to be pretty regional, usually city-based, and usually kind of covering one or a handful of types of products. So you'll have like the duck tour guy who is different from the hop on hop off bus guy who's different from the walking tour guy. And so that's how our model is a little bit different, because we're leveraging technology to actually speed up the process with which to create the network, create the products in the destination, and then launch into more markets.
Good. Stephen, if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
We're on takewalks.com is our global site. That's where you can find all of the tours and activities that we operate. We also have walksofitaly.com, which was the first site that I mentioned before, with all of our Italy product specifically.
Good. Maybe you'll come back again. Maybe you send us some pictures. We can post them with our stuff that we're going to put up on our LinkedIn and our sites.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you go to some of the most beautiful destinations in the world, you know, you can get some of those memorable photos, and be happy to share from my travels.
Chris and I just came back from a trip. We shared all our pictures.
Wonderful.
Remind everybody, we've been speaking with Stephen Otto, co-founder, CEO of Walks. Check it out. And my name is Jeffrey Davis of Radio Entrepreneurs and also Mage LLC. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.